Good morning, Hunnan. It's Big C coming to you live from the Hunnan Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Peter, Paul, and Mary, the garden song, using a rake and a hoe. And that reminds me that we have our guest here, Chip Palix. It's Chip Palix from America's Grower Row. And let me introduce you to how we got started with Chip and how we brought him in here today. On April 20th, I received an email from Jackie Etter, who was informing me about America's Grower Row and their fundraising event that's going to be taking place. We're going to talk about that with Chip in a little bit. The email contains some very startling statistics about hunger in Hunterdon County and some amazing achievements by America's Grower Row in its in only a few years. And so I invited, through Jackie, Chip to come on in and talk with us today. So without further ado, Chip, thanks for coming on in.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
My pleasure. So
nice segue, by the way.
Oh, thank you. We try and come up with some type of intro and music for everybody, so that this is pretty much it for you guys. Whenever you come on or whenever you call in, we'll have that music ready for you to get to kind of promote the organization. Some of the music is tough to find, but that's a pretty good hit, because it talks all about all the work that you personally started and how it's been going on throughout the America's Grower Row mission. So Chip, let's start from the beginning. Let's tell a little bit about yourself and about Agar.
Sure. Well, I moved out here to Hunterdon County back in 2001. And it's been a wonderful experience since we've come to this area, because it really got me involved in planting. And back to your song, a rake and a hoe, or that's what we started with. And,
right.
And back then, when we moved out here, my daughter and I and my wife, we wanted to start a garden. So we went to a local farm that was selling, or leasing, I should say, little 30 by 30 foot plots.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of energy. We put in a lot of plants, and anyone who's out there who started their own garden knows that when you put in 30, 40 tomato plants, well, you're going to get a whole lot of tomatoes,
right?
More than the three people in the family can handle. So what I was doing was bringing it down to work, and since I was transferred down here, I'd bring it down to my office, and they loved that. One day we saw in the paper, through divine intervention, that bring any extra produce to the food pantry. It's just a little three-line article in the Democrat,
mm-hmm.
For the Flemington Area Food Pantry. And so we did, and thus the program was born. So the first year, my daughter was 4 years old. We donated 120 pounds. Fast forward to last year, and we donated 325,000 pounds with the help of 1,700 volunteers, 1.4 million pounds since we started the program. So
325,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Of food.
Yeah, of produce. Yeah.
Fresh produce. And what was the beginning?
120 pounds first year. Yeah. So
unbelievable.
Quite a growth plant.
So what was the first year that you started planting the garden?
2002.
Okay, so we've almost 10 years now, and you've, wow, that's thousands, wow, that's incredible. So you started out just doing gardening and running out, having this extra produce like most of us do.
Yeah.
And so now we got to go through, you just started this particular thing on your personal level, but that doesn't really start an organization, right? When did the actual organization start, in which you started to enlist help or started to put your efforts in other ways to recruit other folks to help you?
Well, what happened is once that garden started to grow in terms of size, because
mm-hmm.
we wanted to continue to build it, we wound up actually going to Jackie Etter's house, who had more land available. The farm that we were working on actually changed ownership. So we needed to find a new place to expand our efforts, and she gave us a quarter acre, and we just kept building and building this thing. It got to the point that, it was way too much for me to do at 5 o'clock in the morning before work and after work and put as much time as I could. But then the folks from my church, from Bethlehem Presbyterian, then they wanted to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we started bringing out folks from there, and then we established a relationship with Peaceful Valley Orchards, I guess it was around 2006 thereabouts, where they allowed for us to bring the program to their property, a full-fledged farm market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great because what they allowed for is they gave us as much space as we need, but they also allowed for us to glean from their fields. And basically, that's what Grow Row is now. We grow, we glean, and then we also give opportunities. It's the three pillars of our program. So on site, they allow for us to plant so many acres on the property.
Right.
They allow us to go through the fields and scalp whatever's left over that might not have been picked. In traditional farming practices, you plant every 10 days or so. And you hope that everything matures in line. And sometimes, just due to weather, or it could be inventory, it could be anything, sometimes there's a lot of left in the fields. Well, of course, they're going to jump to the next field that's completely 100% ready to go. And what we do is we go and we make sure that it's all harvest, that there's zero waste in what might have been left over. It's great stuff. It's just that they're jumping to the next field just because that's the way it is.
It just doesn't make any efficiency sense, you're telling me, that for them to waste their time working on that old field. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Basically, or they've picked through what they need out of it, and
right.
then they're going to the next field that's completely 100% ready to go.
They would have plowed that stuff under?
Exactly, yeah.
I had no idea. You'd think that farmers would be much more efficient than that. So, give me, for instance, what would you typically capture out of what would have been considered waste?
Well, you know, corn, tomatoes, mm-hmm. and we're talking thousands of pounds worth. But it's just that they're going to the next set,
mm-hmm.
and it's like any business. It's hard to really nail down exactly what your sales are going to be, so they might plant extra,
right.
And it just kind of is what it is. But we just jump right in right away, and we grab what we can. But about a third of our volume comes from gleaning, and we also do another piece of gleaning that we call off the field gleaning,
mm-hmm.
where we go to a couple different local shop rights that allow for us to harvest, so to speak, whatever is. Has another day or so in terms of the sell-by date,
right.
but still has another couple days or a week left in terms of the use-by date.
Right.
And so we grab that off the shelf, very much like a Meals on Wheels type of concept.
Mm-hmm.
Our volunteers come in each day, they pick it up, they run or they deliver it to the hunger agency that's on their route, and we make sure that there's zero waste there. So we're growing, we're gleaning on the field, we're gleaning off the field,
mm-hmm.
and we're giving people an experience. And that's really what Grow Row is all about.
Wow.
It's not just feeding people in need. It's also feeding people in other ways, giving them the opportunity to give back as a community.
Wow. When you get in touch with a particular farmer about this opportunity for you and your volunteers to show up at their farm to glean product that they would normally leave there, what's their initial reaction?
Most are like, wow, that's great. You know, I hate seeing this go to waste. You know, there's some apple orchards that we do this at as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, it's a sin. I hate to see this, but I just didn't know what to do with it. And, you know, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of coordination to get the volunteers, the timing in terms of when can we get in, when can we get out,
mm-hmm.
having it all packaged up onto bins and pallets and have it trucked out,
right.
then to food banks and how it gets, you know, distributed. So it is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we've created this model that's been so successful, when we go to them and say, look, this is how we do it, this is our track record, they're really, really happy to have us involved, not just because we're getting the produce out,
mm-hmm.
but because now we're bringing our volunteers to their farm. So
right.
now we're increasing foot traffic to the
Amazing.
Farm market.
Amazing. All right, we're going to take a break, Chip, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterandChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. And buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jason Burke. Dutch leaders are speaking.
IRN USA Radio News. Good morning. I'm
not specifically blaming them for the shooting down.